WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Lynn College trustees held a special meeting in Brenham in the continuing effort to address concerns from state lawmakers.
A unanimous board decided to arrange another one-on-one meeting with Representative John Rainey of Bryan. His proposal to restrict spending revenue to the Blinn campus where it's generated is expected to pass out of the House Higher Education Committee. One who will be returning to Austin is Trustee Carolyn Miller, who's the chief financial officer for the city of Brenham. She says Rainey's willing to consider applying a fair percentage of administrative expenses from Brenham to the Bryan campus.
IT, HR, finance, maintenance, and it's allocated based on different variables. That's going to take time.
Joining Miller will be the president of the Bryan campus, Dr. Sylvia McMullen, who was not part of the delegation that went to Austin last week.
I do believe it was a mistake that I was not there at the hearing because it had the appearance that I was probably in support of the bill. I would have testified that I was against 1903 as it is written. It would have severely hampered Blinn's ability to do what Blinn needs to do.
Trustees also modify next year's tuition rates. Higher prices will be paid by students outside Blinn's 13-county service area. No changes were made from last week's vote affecting tuition for students from Washington County who are subsidized by property taxes and students from Brazos in the remaining 11 counties. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Retired Texas teachers and their dependents are getting legislative help. An emergency spending bill from Governor Abbott has been unanimously approved by the House. It includes $768 million to cover a shortfall in the nearly broke health insurance plan, covering 225,000 retirees and family members. Progress continues towards a new pool at Sadie Thomas Park in Bryan. City Manager Keene Register provided an update at the last council meeting.
Draft contract has been finalized and prepared for the proposed contractor to review. If negotiations go as planned, the council can consider a proposed contract at the next meeting.
The proposed contract includes funding a pool that will have a design similar to the one it's replacing. Register says there will be an opportunity for public comment. Congress has started a two-week Easter recess. When they return to Washington, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says they'll be dealing with budget-related business, beginning with the House-Senate Conference Committee to iron out a final budget.
And then the appropriators, the people that actually spend the government's money, will use that budget as a go-by document in order to figure out how to allocate money to the various agencies of the federal government.
Flores also announced two town hall meetings next week at Rutter High School a week from tonight starting at 6 and next Monday evening in Waco at Texas State Technical College. Flores will also have a town hall conference call next Wednesday night. And from Hillsboro, the Hill County Sheriff, his chief deputy, and two other deputies have been arrested. They're accused of work-related tampering of computers and department records. The attorney for Sheriff Michael Cox says the charges are laughable and the work of a disgruntled employee. Cox and the three others remain on the job after being booked in jail, then released on bond. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 69 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Valak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills, too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do.
Have you experienced the Malik difference? Turn to the experts at Malik & Carrier for your indoor comfort, and we'll show you all your options. If you decide to replace your system with an energy-efficient carrier, we'll give you cash back for your old equipment. As the Brazos Valley's number one air conditioning and heating company, Malik proudly installs Carrier and services all models with discounts for military and senior citizens. Call 776-2222 or go to malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort. For license number TACLA 92626C.
Malik is making a difference for you.
Good morning, it's 610. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here we go.
A warm early April day in the forecast. We'll see some sunshine. It'll be breezy. Temperatures going to be close to 80 as we head through the afternoon. Partly to mostly cloudy, breezy tonight. Lows are going to be somewhere between 65 and 70. Tomorrow we'll see clouds. We could see a shower or a thunderstorm during the day. High 75 to 80. Mostly cloudy, breezy. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow night. Lows are going to be down to 55. Then on Saturday, a mixture of clouds and sun, breezy and 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit, with A&M having new tougher penalties for PEDs. A&M baseball gearing up for their first trip to Lexington to take on the Wildcats in baseball. And things are getting weird in Tuscaloosa. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you about 6:50.
You know, that last story you did, Patrick, was fascinating. Seldom in a news story do you hear the phrase, the attorney for sheriff, fill in the blank. It just, they don't go together very often.
No.
Hell, all right. Hill County, that's where Hillsborough is. That's, that's where you decide whether you're going east or west on Interstate 35.
Right, yeah.
That's basically it. A lot of car dealerships and restaurants. And they got an outlet mall there.
Yes,
too,
they do.
So apparently, allegedly, sheriff and some deputies in there on the computers, huh?
Just mixing and messing with those records.
Pay no attention to band behind the curtain.
That's right. Speaking of deputies, a deputy driving down a street in Bradenton, Florida, spotted Sue Luna, who had a warrant for violation of probation. Now, I'm not knowing if the deputy knew her on sight, which would be not a good thing. Not a good thing. But anyway.
Maybe they're neighbors.
Could be. Deputy arrested Sue, placed her in the back seat of his vehicle to take her on into the station. Sue reportedly could not sit still. Her eyes kept rolling back in her head. The deputy suspected she might have been under the influence of some sort of a substance. Before the deputy placed Sue in the back seat, he noticed a napkin jammed underneath the seat with a glass pipe in it. Oh, goodness, goodness, goodness. Now, not saying that this was the case with Sue, but these type pipes are commonly used for smoking crack cocaine. Anyway, had the metal jammed in one end and the burn marks on the other. Sue said that she had, in fact, put it there. But being the, I guess her mama really raised her right on some level, being the accommodating individual that she was, she turned to the deputy and said, "You want to smoke on it some?"
Oh, man. That Southern hospitality.
You know it.
Wow.
Yeah. Be sure and share, hon.
Bless her heart.
You know it.
Info.
Mission.
I'm guessing. And again, I wonder if this was actually captured on audio, or did he have to write that into the report? I'm guessing most of them wear microphones now.
More than likely.
Why couldn't we actually hear the audio? Dang.
You take it sweet, unsweet, or illicit.
Come stand with the 12th man at all Texas A&M athletic events. You make a difference for our student athletes in our venues. Tickets are available at 888-99-AGGIE or visit 12thman.com/tickets. Thanks and gig 'em. Aggie fans, Texas A&M Athletics is always just a few clicks away on your digital device. Stay connected by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Visit 12thman.com/social media for a complete social media directory.
614, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Here we go. It's April the 2nd. This is day 92. Got 273 of them to go. It's International Children's Book Day. Also celebrates the birthday of Hans Christian Andersen. It is National Love Your Produce Guy Day. Time was when it's pretty easy. I mean, you only needed to know about 10 or 12 different things. But as exotica has moved into the world of produce, I mean,
star fruit.
Yeah, that's the first thing you think of. And kiwi, which is that hairy thing. Which are... That's a whole other story in and of itself.
Oh, they're delicious, but so much work.
They are. And that's the thing is that was produced. I mean, that was a manufactured piece of produce, if you will. You know, they put that together and
engineered
it. Yeah.
A GMO.
Yeah. Well, something like that. Yeah. And then the star fruit. I mean, you really think that it was going to grow that way naturally? But I mean, it used to be apples and all. How many different kinds of apples are there
now?
Oh,
my gosh.
It's incredible.
I have a tiny amount of anxiety whenever I see the signs.
But you know what? Back in the day, it used to be Red Delicious apples, right?
I mean, Granny Smith.
And Granny Smith, and that was pretty much it. Yeah. And then some kind of yeller apples, you know, whatever they happen to be. Now, and tell me, do you still buy Delicious? Because I don't. I gave up on those guys.
Oh, man, they got bitter.
Ago. Yeah, they did.
Or maybe they had been. I just realized how sweet everything
right.
else was.
The others that they have, Gala and things like
that. Yona Gold.
Yeah, there's a... So anyway, so now the produce person... And the thing is, that's a front end and a back end deal because the front end is the produce guy or gal has to know, you know, what's where, and the person up front has to know if it doesn't have the little sticker on it. I mean, what kind of apple is that?
Oh yeah,
you know, a little bit. And what do you call this? What is this thing right here? I've never seen anything that.
Yeah, how often have you walked up though, and they go, "Sir, what is this?"
Yeah, that's true. It's
a mushroom. Yes, sir. What kind of mushroom?
Yeah, okay, fine. I didn't know it was going to be a quiz. You're the one who's got the database. You tell us what it is. We just did a minute and a half on produce. It's national. See? Now, I don't get this. It's National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day? That gets a day? Shouldn't that be like a quarter? Anyway, it's national.
Yeah. It would at my house.
Yeah, I'm saying National Ferret Day. You ever try that peanut butter with jelly mixed together?
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah, neither of them are good. Let's take two bad products and mix it together and see if people will buy it.
And they do.
Yeah, they do. It's National Ferret Day, so, you know, if you have one. And then this last one I'm a little confused about. It's Reconciliation Day. I don't know if that means sit down with your bank account or sit down with people or what. But anyway, it's that.
I'm sorry I'm such a jerk to you.
That's it. Well, or again, it could be just balancing your account. All right, so anyway, we got birthdays, too.
Jesse Carmichael, 36 years old from the rock group Maroon 5. Michael Fassbender is 38. He's done a few movies.
He has.
Aiden Turner's 38 from All My Children and Dancing with the Stars. Adam Rodriguez is 40 years old from CSI Miami. Rosalind Sanchez, Without a Trace, is 42. Clark Gregg is 53 from the new Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Billy Dean, country singer, is 53. Karen Woodward is 54. She's the lead singer of Bananarama, one of your favorites, Scott.
You know it.
Christopher Maloney, who I actually really do like.
He does a lot of stuff.
Law and Order, he's 54. If you haven't seen it, National Lampoon's did one called Dirty Movie.
Yeah.
It's basically just Henny Youngman-type jokes for an entire movie.
Oh.
It's off color. Don't let the kids watch, but it's kind of funny.
And he was in Oz, which
yes, True Blood as well.
Unusual. Yes,
that was an unusual show.
Uh-huh.
Miss Emmylou Harris is 68. Linda Hunt is 70. She's in NCIS Los Angeles.
A little short lady, yeah.
Yeah. Hetty.
Yeah, won an Academy Award, though, I believe, or was at least nominated in Silverado, going way, way back.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah,
I remember
she was a bartender.
She was a bar owner.
Yeah, bar owner, right.
Mm-hmm. Don Sutton, Hall of Fame pitcher.
Oh, yeah.
70 years old, and Leon Russell.
Been here.
73 years old.
He was here for the Willie Nelson picnic at Texas World Speedway. I don't know if he still has that long white
yes,
hair.
Yes, he does.
Does he? Okay. And Dr. Demento, I guess he's still on the radio. Is he still on the radio?
Yeah, I think he does a show in Los Angeles.
There you go. He's 74.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, liberals are engaged this week over Indiana Governor Mike Pence signing a Religious Freedom Restoration Act into law. Now, first, it's really important to understand that it was Bill Clinton himself in 1993 who signed a federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act. And since then, 20 states, including now Indiana and Arkansas, have enacted a state version of the law. But the media, well, they've managed to spin this as Indiana's attempt to discriminate against gay people. Well, gay people and gay rights aren't even mentioned in the bill. It's false. But the outrage is hypocritical because the same liberals who are getting all worked up, they're virtually silent when it comes to the brutal oppression of gays and women and minorities throughout the world. By the way, particularly in Muslim countries, under Sharia law, where they can be stoned and killed.
check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Because almost 25% of security breaches are caused by lost or stolen devices, choosing the right technology partners becomes a critical business decision. When you have Dell Latitude laptops with Intel Core vPro processors, the most secure commercial PCs on the market, it's a decision that you never have to think twice about. Call them today and see why millions of small businesses use Dell for the best performance. It's 1-877-414-DELL.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. President Obama has launched a sanctions program to target individuals and groups outside the U.S. that use cyber attacks to threaten foreign policy, national security, or economic stability. The executive order allows the Treasury Department to freeze assets and bar financial transactions of those engaged in cyber attacks. Apartment rental increases slowed in the first 3 months of the year from the pace a year ago. Average rents rose 0.6% to $1,131. Down slightly from a rise of 0.8% a year ago. In the most significant U.S. business expansion in Cuba since the declaration of détente between the two countries late last year, the popular online home rental service Airbnb will allow U.S. travelers to book lodging there starting today. Airbnb searches for Cuba now turn up more than 1,000 properties across the island. On Wall Street, futures indicating a lower open this morning. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials lost another 78 points. That's Your Money Now.
I don't care what they say. If you own a business, you did build that. You faced the tough challenges and you made the smart calls. So if your business is growing and you need more space, make the smart call today. General Steel. Our buildings have been used around the world, saving our customers as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. If your need is for storage and manufacturing, sure, we're the best. But with our custom exteriors and designs, General Steel buildings are used as offices, churches, retail stores, and more. Imagine a 5,000 square foot building for less than $35,000. Or even 10,000 square feet for an unbelievable price under $75,000. These are prices you just can't ignore on a building designed specifically for you. Make the smart call and call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. Save as much as half the cost of conventional construction and own the space you need. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
623 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Things are different in China. I think we know that. We have very odd stories from there. This one, a little bit unusual. On college campuses across China, students are increasingly hiring themselves out to schoolmates as stand-ins to attend classes.
So they don't get the absence?
Yeah, not taking the test, just stand-in in class. The surrogate class takers target upperclassmen. This is interesting. Who might be looking to find some extra time for internships or to run a business on the side.
Fascinating.
I don't want to cast a broad net here, but that's the difference. That could be a difference between Chinese students and American students. Upperclassmen here are looking for ways to go out and party and not go to class. Here,
not everyone.
I'm saying I don't want to cast a broad net. I'm just saying, though. But we do.
Yeah.
Here in China, they're looking at the idea of taking that time and actually making a living and doing internships and starting a side business. Anyway, ads for the service are a common sight on university online forums across China. Rates start at about $3.25 for a 90-minute class. Now, again, they got a little bit different economy over there.
For $20, I'd go sit in a class for you,
yeah.
Though.
And they have note-taking and homework priced separately. Discounts are available for long contracts.
So you get a long-term deal?
Yeah, well, and the other thing is, I mean, if you'll think about it from that standpoint, if you're the student who's standing in, I mean, basically you're getting to audit the course and you get to learn something so that you might not have known in an area maybe that
I'm thinking you take that the year before, you know, okay, now I'm going to take this class next year, so I get a preview for an entire semester.
I mean, that sounds like a win-win situation to me. Anyway, so just that's what they do. And I'm guessing that maybe that happens here in U.S. America as well. It's just that probably the rates are a lot different. I don't think you get it for $3 and 25 cents here.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. This past weekend, I had the opportunity to dog sit. Well, let me rephrase. I had an opportunity to puppy sit. There is a difference. I didn't know how much because my dog's two. And I guess much like children, you forget how, well, we'll just say irritating they are. But you've probably heard that in dog years, one equals seven. That's not actually true. For instance, you might know someone whose dog has lived to be 17 or 18, but you probably don't know any 119-year-old people. So researchers at the University of Georgia came up with a more accurate way to calculate dog years. Dogs age at different rates depending on their size, and their aging slows down as they get older. So here are the rules to play by. The first 2 years of a dog's life are each 12 and a half dog years. After that, dog years are different by breed. Each year is about 4.5, give or take, for a dachshund, little over 4.5 for a chihuahua, 5.5 for a cocker, and 7.5 for a French bulldog. So an 18-year-old dachshund is really 94 years old in dog years, not 119. And for medium-sized dogs like Labradors, that's about 5.75. Pit bulls are 5 1/3, and bulldogs, 13 plus. And judging by this weekend, two is a whole lot different than 6 months. I'm just saying. And that is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps, where they have become a custom gun shop. If you're looking to upgrade your weapon, you can do that there by getting a new trigger, new barrels. If you've got an AR-15, they've got all the accessories. If you're looking for custom color, you can do that as well, from desert tan to camo green. They've even got pink and purple, plus a great selection of Benchmade knives and the largest supply of suppressors right here in the Brazos Valley. Go see for yourself. They're on Texas Avenue in College Station across from the Kettle in the same shopping center as Prospectors, or you can find them online at gun-corps.com. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Good morning. It's 6:27. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com. Going to be warm today. 82 is what we're looking at for a high temperature. Maybe a slight chance of showers at about 20%. 68 for our low temperature tonight. Tomorrow we're around 78 or so with a 30% chance of rain. Boy, Saturday looks outstanding. 68 degrees for a high temperature and sunny skies. That should be nice. Sunday we have a 50-50 chance of showers. We really don't know what time that will be, but we'll try to kind of help you zero in on that as you get ready because you may have some Sunday morning plans. 69 will be the high temperature, so the temps will be nice. There just won't be much sunshine. 64 will be our low temperature on Sunday night with, again, a 30% chance of showers. And then looks like a slight chance of showers, and we're back up to 80 to begin next week. So kind of a cooler weekend, which will be nice if you're going to be outside doing all sorts of stuff. Right now we have 90% relative humidity, overcast skies, and it's 69.
There's a difference between being rich and being wealthy, and it's probably worth understanding that difference. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
What's the difference between being rich and being wealthy?
Rich is a number. Rich is a number on your bank account, on your brokerage account, perhaps the value of your house when you type your address into Zillow.
Paul Sullivan, author of the book The Thin Green Line, The Money Secrets of the Super Wealthy.
Wealthy, that is a sense of security. Doesn't matter how much money you earn, you're secure about it. You've made the right choices, your behaviors are correct for the amount of money you have, and at the end of the day, you are going to be able to control life. If you're rich, at some point, life may start to control you.
When you're wealthy, says Paul, you have priorities.
I mean, the wealthiest people, they're going to have a plan for their money. They're not going to have a budget that's about deprivation. They're going to have a plan in which they're going to spend on things that matter to them, and they're not going to spend on other things. I call it the occasional indulgence, and that's what the wealthiest are doing. They're allowing themselves to have a bit of fun now and again, but they know they have to rein themselves in.
For many of us, our relationship with money can get confusing. For example,
people essentially equate their net worth with their self-worth. I mean, that's a sucker's game. You're never going to have enough to fill that void. And that's, you know, where these deep psychological connections to money come in and confuse what should otherwise be a fairly straightforward relationship.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time at 6:31. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mara Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family. Where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision, go to maraeyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. Improvements at two parks in North Bryan were announced at the last city council meeting. City Manager Keene Register says negotiations are underway for a design contract on the new pool at Sadie Thomas Park. Register says if they reach a deal, the council will consider it at their next meeting.
The proposed contract includes funding to build a pool similar to the existing pool, and public input phase is included.
Register also reported about work at Scurry Park.
City staff has repaired the trail and added two trash cans and performed extensive pruning and tree and shrub removal. City crews are working on the additional parking spaces and walkways from the new parking spaces. What weather has had an impact on progress, but the plan is to have the new spaces completed in the next 2 weeks.
On Bryan's south side, Register says at Crescent Park, city crews installed a new backstop, added picnic tables and fencing, and a tree was removed. Blinn College trustees continue to lobby state lawmakers against a bill expected to pass out of a House committee that would restrict spending revenue to the campus where it's generated.
The Blinn board, during a special meeting, decided to ask for another private meeting with Representative John Rainey of Bryan, hoping to modify the spending restrictions and or delay its implementation from 2017 until 2019. Trustee Leon Tobin, who's retiring after 23 years on the board, pointed fingers at both the college and Rainey.
We've done a lot of things here, and we're suffering for it today. But we need to survive here. Blinn is too important to let it be taken over by some hack act legislative person who wants to become a big politician, in my opinion.
Bryan campus president Sylvia McMullen says the House is considering a budget rider restricting where Blinn revenue is spent, because college officials did not provide background information to the newly elected lawmaker representing Brenham.
Representative Schubert had no documentation, anything to support anything when he was asked questions, because he'd been there less than 28 days and we had not helped him have the information that he needed to be able to counteract what was being asked of him.
Dr. McMullen says they need to return to Austin with a plan on paper for the Brenham campus to operate on its own funding.
There's a multitude of ways that you can do that. We're going to increase revenue from that 22% to 25%. We're going to lower expenses from 42% to 39%.
Trustees took one step in that direction by raising tuition rates for students living outside Blinn's 13-county service area. Combined with rate increases passed last week for students residing inside the service area, that's projected to generate an additional $7.8 million next year. How much would go to each campus was not announced. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Also from the Texas legislature, a massive looming shortfall in health insurance coverage for those covered by the Texas retirement system is getting plugged through an emergency spending bill headed towards Governor Abbott. The Texas House unanimously voted yesterday to put $768 million into the nearly broke retirement program that covers 225,000 retired educators and their dependents. Spending less money in our state government, including the Texas A&M system and the flagship school, by outsourcing services to private companies has come under fire by House Speaker Joe Strauss.
Every failure of oversight, every misuse of taxpayer dollars, only further weakens public confidence, and it hampers our state's ability to reach its full potential.
Strauss, speaking recently in New Braunfels, agrees small government is better, but adds small government should not mean incompetent government. One of the most closely watched measures of the 2015 session, changing state laws on truancy, is headed to the full Senate.
This after a committee voted to decriminalize truancy. Among those fighting for change, State Supreme Court Chief Justice Nathan Heck, who says making truancy a civil offense gives officials more room to intervene.
The difference between civil and criminal is that civil truancy cases can usually be handled less formally and limit children's exposure to the justice system.
An alternative being floated is an intervention that takes the family's economic situation into account and gets a parent or guardian involved in making certain the child attends class. Chuck Martin, TSN News.
Washington politicians are on Easter break. For Congressman Bill Flores, that means holding three town hall meetings. One is in the Twin Cities a week from tonight at Rudder High School starting at 6 p.m. Another's in Waco next Monday evening at Texas State Technical College. There'll also be a town hall by telephone conference call next Wednesday night. Before returning to the district, Flores says the House got a budget passed despite some concerns.
It's been patched 17 times. It cost the 17 patches cost $170 billion because they wound up being pork-laden bills that had to pass. And so now this is gone, and we've got some real Medicare reform for the first time since 1997. It was not a perfect deal, but overall it was a pretty good deal to take a really bad part of Medicare off the books.
Flores says when they return in 2 weeks, a House-Senate conference committee will negotiate a final budget and introduce several hundred amendments to straighten out the appropriations process. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 69 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mara Eye Center. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Come on down to Hilco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Learn about tree and land conservation, wildfire prevention, and emergency response at the History in the Making Texas A&M Forest Service exhibit now open at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. For more information, visit bush41.org.
Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products, keeping your family comfortable all year long. Barker's Heating and Cooling.
Currently sunny and breezy weather moves in for today. It'll be warm. Highs are going to make their way up to about 80. Some clouds move in tonight. Breezy lows overnight 65 to 70. Tomorrow there's the chance of a passing shower or a thunderstorm during the day. High 75 to 80. Mostly cloudy and breezy. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow night. Lows near 55. Sun and clouds Saturday. Breezy and cooler. High temperatures will be close to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, in that park, which is really small, we're going to have to do a great job of getting the fastball in underneath their hands and not letting them get great extension, nothing.
They're talking about 355 in the power alleys in Kentucky. It's the first time A&M's ever been to Lexington. We'll have more on A&M baseball. They've changed their PED policies for the athletics department, and more coming up from weirdness in Tuscaloosa. All that in sports here in about 11 minutes.
Oh, thank God John Kerry is going to stay there and talk some more with the Persians. We're going to just start calling them Persians. How's that?
Yeah. Like their limes.
Yeah, do you? They said he'll stay at least through this morning to negotiate over there. Is James Taylor still there, or did they make
that was Franks?
Oh, okay. He's not there singing in the background, is he, as they do their negotiating?
I doubt it.
Late yesterday, State Department spokesperson said, "We continue to make progress, but have not reached a political understanding. Therefore, Secretary Kerry will remain until at least Thursday morning to continue the negotiations." Among the people who's saying that you ought not do that is a fellow named John Dean. Remember John Dean?
Yeah.
That's the one. John says that, I'm saying John, his name's Howard Dean.
I got you.
I knew who you were talking about.
John Dean was Watergate. That's way too long ago. Howard Dean says that these current talks that are going on, really, we should back away from the table. He said Obama is right to try to get a deal, but I'm worried about how these negotiations have gone. And he said the United States is negotiating from a much stronger position than we were 4 years ago. Their guys are desperate to get rid of the sanctions against them, and so we really have a pretty strong position to be in.
Well, and they've accomplished it, though, because they've rescinded the sanctions while we're talking.
Uh-huh.
So the longer the talks go, sure, the better they like it.
That's exactly
right.
Well,
and at least they took the destruction of Israel off the table.
Yeah. No, they didn't.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, right. They're not talking about it, but still. So, and again, just because there are a lot of balls in the air, while we're looking at this, the Times of London is reporting that Putiput is using the threat of a nuclear showdown over the Baltic states to force NATO to back away from Russia's border. That notion has some Western security folks a little bit unhappy about this because, again, maybe some destabilizing actions, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, and would directly challenge NATO's mutual defense pledge. Well, good luck with that, once again. Putin says, pay no attention. We're not doing anything over here you need to be concerned about. Bob Menendez. This is the guy who has been pretty critical of the Obama administration. And so as a result, they stick the Justice Department on him. Not to say that he's not doing anything wrong, because, again, he very well, it appears that he really is. 14-count indictment on corruption charges brought against him by the Justice Department. At a news conference called right after those charges were announced, Menendez said, "I am outraged that prosecutors at the Justice Department were tricked into starting this investigation 3 years ago with false allegations by those who had political motives to silence me. I will not be silenced." Yeah, but he's probably not going to be the ranking member anymore on that committee that he's on. He apparently will back away from that. He made that announcement yesterday. That's the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. And they currently are set to vote in 2 weeks on a bill that he co-authored along with Bob Corker from Tennessee, having to do with, again, the Iranian deal. And he's been outspoken about that and also about Cuban immigration. And he has been a thorn in the side of the Obama administration. So I don't want to say that they're using the Justice Department to silence him, but they're using the Justice Department to silence him. But they found some stuff that Menendez did that was pretty shady.
Yeah.
He had to reimburse the government $70,000 for trips that he took down to Central America on a private jet. Yeah, not doing
his fiery response of, you know, not knowing what friendship is, I thought was...
Yeah, he did say that.
I pre-purchased his book, How to Make Friends, because I like his friends.
Yeah, no kidding.
And, oh, the Justice Department, while they're busy over there taking care of Bob Menendez and some other things, they're
they're not going to charge Lois Lerner with anything like contempt of
Congress. Good.
No.
Good.
Because
she pled the fifth.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, you remember her, don't you? Yeah. Charged with contempt after she twice invoked her Fifth Amendment rights against self-incrimination before the House Oversight Committee. U.S. Attorney for Washington, his name is Ronald Meacham, told John Boehner in a letter dated Tuesday that Lerner did not waive her Fifth Amendment rights in her appearance before Congress and that it would be inappropriate for the Justice Department to bring the matter before a grand jury. Oh, good. We'd hate for Lois to miss any at-home downtime to have to actually go before a grand jury. Asa Hutchinson, feeling the pressure in Arkansas, said yesterday that he will not sign the religious freedom bill amid the growing outcry over similar legislation in Indiana. He said, I'm asking the legislature to take a look at this bill, to recall it, to provide me a changed bill that will make Arkansas's law mirror the federal law. So
I spend so much time discussing social issues with people because I'd like them to see my point of view, and I know they'd like me to see their point of view,
sure.
And I try.
Uh-huh.
I do.
Right.
But I'm really...
Before you call him an idiot after a while.
Yeah, well, you know, because a lot of social issues are personally held issues. And I spend so much time trying to see their point of view that I forget. I don't even care. Like, I'm coming at it from a political perspective. If they would see my point of view where just get the hell out of my life,
yeah,
then your social issue can be yours. I can have mine, and
right.
We can both go on our merry way.
Right. You take ownership of it, and you head in this direction,
man.
I'll be over here. No.
Yeah.
No, but we can't.
No, political football, that's the game.
Well, it just, we have to have everything taken care of. Every question must be answered, and it must be done now. And if you don't agree with them, it's, how in the world could you think that way?
It's so bipolar, though. Get your religion out of my bedroom. Oh, wouldn't Jesus do that for the poor? Wait a second. Do you want him in there or not?
Wow. Very nice. Oh, well.
Wow.
All that, and we haven't even touched what's going on in Austin. My
no.
goodness. There's plenty going on over there as well. And, of course, you're hearing the Blend story here on a local front that ties to the state. And then we got a sheriff in Hill County who's got an attorney. So, yeah, there's all sorts of stuff.
We'll have more on that coming up in just a bit.
That's right. We'll talk to Charles Swertner after 8 o'clock this morning. Lots of stuff going on there. And we'll talk to Kyle Cassell tomorrow. Anyway, that's enough for now. 6:47.
This is your 2015 Toyota Tundra, your castle on wheels. And in it, you rule. If you want to drive over mountains, go ahead. Through rivers, no problem. Roads, who needs roads? This truck can handle the toughest terrains, and its nav system can take you to well out of the way places and back again. So turn that key and you're off. Nothing holding you back. Free to roam the open road.
Daddy, are we almost there?
But first, a little ballet.
Yeah, sweetie. Couple more minutes.
Have your truck your way with the 2015 Toyota Tundra. With stylish design, bold exterior, comfortable interior, and latest technology, it's Texas built for today's truck driver. With great deals at your local Toyota dealers, it's the perfect time to pick up the American-built 2015 Tundra. Toyota, let's go places.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 4th, learn about surfactants. Selecting the right surfactant for weed and insect control applications can make a big difference. Learn more this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
As a concept here in Texas, ground covers are 50 or 55 years old. Now, of course, a few people grew English ivy and vinca major in heavy shade. That was when the grass just wasn't possible, but very few people purposely went out of their way to plant ground covers just for the sake of having them. They give you variety and beauty. They bring a lot to our landscape. The advent of permanent, easily installed bed edgings has helped make ground covers everyday institutions. I'll be back with details right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening self-published so I could have the book I've always wanted. This is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening written 24 years ago. This is an entirely new format. 840 of my photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 covers a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95, regular $32.95, plus tax and postage. You'll be getting a signed copy. It's not in stores. It is not on Amazon. It's available only from my office. 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. It's also available from my website, neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Ground covers sometimes have to fit existing spaces. Maybe you have a steep slope where you simply can't mow, or maybe you have a long, narrow area where edging would be difficult. In those cases, bed design is a given. You put the ground cover where you need it. More of the time, however, you'll be shaping the new planting bed aesthetically so it'll contribute to your overall landscape picture. Make certain the ground cover has room to make a bold statement. Ground cover plantings usually look best if they're several feet wide, especially if they're surrounded by large open areas of turf and tall, long runs of shrubs. Also, if you're using sprawling and vining types of plants, use clump-forming plants for smaller spaces. Unless the rest of your garden is rigidly formal, ground covers usually look best in long sweeping curves. That's where supple garden hoses on warm summer days can let you play with the design until you have it just the way you want it. Have a friend stand on the end of the hose and then work your way from one end of the bed design to the other. Once you've positioned your new ground cover planting bed, spray the area inside the garden hose boundary with a glyphosate weed killer. That's a straight glyphosate product. It will kill the grass and the weeds without contaminating the soil. Once all the existing growth has turned brown, you can rototill the area. Incorporate 4 inches of peat moss, compost, pine bark mulch, and other organic matter into the top 8 inches of soil. If you're amending a tight clay soil, you can also add 1 inch of expanded shale if you wish. The final grade of your ground cover bed should ensure good drainage onto adjacent turf. If the bed is against the house, take care not to cover the weep holes in the bottom course of bricks. Water needs to drain away from your foundation. If you're preparing soil on a steep slope, you may want to add a layer of jute netting. This is a coarsely woven material that allows water to run down its fibers, and that reduces the chance of erosion before the ground cover is totally solid. You simply cut slits through the netting and plant your ground cover in through it. Depending on the type of ground cover you're planning on planting, you may find it in 2.5-inch pots, 4-inch pots, quarts, even gallons. In most cases, you can start with one of the mid-sizes, and they'll fill in quickly. I'm Neil Sperry. Landscape success begins at the outset in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. Texas A&M now has a much tougher penalty for athletes caught using performance-enhancing drugs. According to a story from KBTX.com, a positive test will now cost players half a season. A second would cost them their scholarship and a spot on the roster. Athletic Director Eric Hyman says the new punishments are more clear-cut than before. The penalties for using PEDs vary from college to college and private schools. Like Baylor, they don't have to share their drug testing policies even with the NCAA. Texas A&M has a drug committee consisting of two medical doctors, a PhD, members of the athletics department, and a counselor to address issues as they arise. Top-ranked Texas A&M baseball looks to carry the momentum of an epic March finish into April as they make their first trip ever to Lexington as a three-game series with the Kentucky Wildcats is on the horizon. Coach Rob Childress spoke with Texags about going to Lex for the first time.
You know, in that park, which is really small, we're going to have to do a great job of getting the fastball in underneath their hands and not letting them get great extension. I think it's 355 in one gap, 365 in another, and, you know, the balls are going to fly. We are going to deal with some weather. I don't know if that's going to make the field a little bit bigger with some north winds as the front comes through, but, you know, it ought to be an offensive-type weekend, and it's going to come down to, you know, the pitching staff that allows the fewest free base runners is probably going to be the one that has the most success on the weekend.
Set to take the hill for A&M, junior righty Grayson Long, who comes to the contest with a perfect 5-0 record. UK sends sophomore right-hander Zach Brown. tonight and tomorrow night. First pitch at 6 o'clock. Saturday, they'll tee things up at noon, and it's all on the new home of A&M Baseball, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. The 8th-ranked Texas A&M men's tennis team swept Rice 4-0 in Houston last evening. The Aggies won their 7th straight match and improved to 15-3 on the year. A&M Volleyball cranks up their spring exhibition season tonight as they host the Rice Owls at Reed Arena in the volleyball practice gym, first serve slated for 4 p.m. A person with knowledge of the trip tells the Associated Press that the Texas Longhorn Athletic Director Steve Patterson is scheduled to travel today to meet with Virginia Commonwealth's coach Shaka Smart about replacing Rick Barnes. The person says Texas hopes to introduce Smart as its new head coach as early as tomorrow. Smart's teams have won 26 games each of the last 6 seasons. Downtown Indy will have an increased police presence during the Final Four this weekend amid protests over a new law that critics say could allow discrimination against gays and lesbians. The measure signed last week by Governor Mike Pence prohibits any laws that, quote, substantially burden a person's ability to follow his or her religious belief. Although critics contend it's designed to shield businesses and individuals who don't want to serve gays and lesbians, lawmakers are working on language to address those concerns. But some college sports figures have already announced they are boycotting the Final Four. And things just keep getting weirder in Tuscaloosa. A woman who said former Alabama football player Jonathan Taylor assaulted her has recanted the allegations. Tuscaloosa police say the 24-year-old woman has been arrested on charges of false reporting to law enforcement officers. Taylor was arrested on Saturday and dismissed from the team by Coach Nick Saban the following day. In Lone Star NBA action, Monte Ellis scored 26 points as the Dallas Mavericks withstood a triple-double from Russell Westbrook to beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 135-131. Mavs coach Rick Carlisle said it was tough, but it was fun, too.
You know, we did have a great offensive night, but I thought Stoudemire early gave us the presence inside. Ellis got us going. First 5 minutes, we didn't have great possessions to start the game. And then we struck a good balance. And the second unit came in and we were active and we got the ball in the paint. You know, so when those things happen, you get good looks.
James Harden strengthened his case for the MVP award with a career high 51 points, and the Houston Rockets squandered a huge lead, but held on for a 115-111 win over the Sacramento Kings. Harden said he wasn't feeling it in the pregame until he worked it out.
Shoot around, I'm struggling, you know, so I had to put out some extra shots and just didn't leave until my shot felt where it needed to be. And just had confidence to go knock it down.
And finally, Aaron Baines had 18 points as the San Antonio Spurs clinched a playoff berth with a 103-91 win over the Orlando Magic. And that has been a look at your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Since 1930. Been your hometown bank.
Got a check to deposit but don't have time to go to the bank? Brenham National Bank solves your problem with Snap Deposit. Just snap a picture of that check and touch deposit. You're done. Snap Deposit from BNB.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Member FDIC.
Don't miss this year's most exciting shopping experience. Premier Market, the finest merchants from Texas and Southern Living States will be selling specialty gift items, unique home accessories, designer fashions, and custom jewelry at the Brazos County Expo. Shopping begins Thursday, April the 9th with a sneak peek party and continues on Friday and Saturday, April 10th and 11th. For more details, visit Premier Market on Facebook or go to bvso.org.
Learn about tree and land conservation, wildfire prevention, and emergency response at the History in the Making Texas A&M Forest Service exhibit now open at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. For more information, visit bush41.org.
Howdy, this is Roy Hickman, President CEO with the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. Please allow me to invite you to join the Chamber and our title sponsor, Reynolds & Reynolds, for our annual job fair being held on Wednesday, April the 8th from 11:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Hilton College Station. Booths for chamber members are $250. Other employers are welcome at $300. Job seekers will be admitted free of charge. The Chamber's annual job fair, April the 8th at the Hilton College Station. Call 260-5200 for booth information or for any questions.
About a minute till. Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. So the sports story. So as you know, there was this bad kid, alleged bad kid, who left Georgia and... because he had had some trouble over there, domestic violence. And then, so now he comes over to Alabama, and there was a big dust-up about it at that time.
Yes.
The president had to speak. Of course, Saban spoke. The guy's a good football player. but maybe not a really good individual in some of his personal choices. Then this girl says that she got hit by her boyfriend, who is this football player. So Saban immediately has to quell that thing and kicks him off the team. Now she recants? Is that right?
That is correct.
He's got to be thrilled to death. And I'm thinking one of the people you really don't want angry is Nick Saban in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Well, or how much was she given to recant?
Yeah,
That's the other side of it.
I wasn't even going there. Oh, man. But do you reinstate?
I don't know.
I'm so glad that this is amateur athletics. I'm just telling you. There are football coaches all over the, well, anyway. Wow. Man. Okay, there you go. So, in the news for all the wrong reasons, we're supposed to talk about stick and ball sports and what the score is on a Saturday afternoon, not all this. Not supposed to be on the police blotter. 69 right now, high today will be 82 at 7 o'clock, WTAW.